India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Hello dear friends, this is your host Kishti, and today I am here with a bombastic piece of news. Guess what? We are celebrating the birthday of someone very special here on India Forums. He is a man woman drool over and a guy who makes every good girl go weak in the knees. Yes, we all remember him as the sexy Sam from the show Aisa Desh Hai Mera, and we also saw him shake a leg in Nach Baliye. I am sure you all must have guessed who he is. Yes, he is none other than Gaurav Chopra. Hi Gaurav, welcome to India Forums, and first of all, belated happy birthday.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for all the false praise. But I must say the false praise sounds really nice, so you can continue being as big a liar as you want.
No, that's not written by me, it's written by your fans.
So nice that I think they're completely blinded by their niceness. So again, I feel I don't mind them being blind like this. I'm equally blind for my affection for them. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to say, because I know that this has been requested by them and that they wanted this interview to happen, and so this is in a way our way of communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. and that I hope that they hear this voice and understand the genuineness with which I'm saying that I completely love and adore all of them, and thank you very much.
Wow, that will really mean a lot to them. So Gaurav, how did you celebrate your birthday?
My birthday, there's so many things that were happening around the same time. I've just bought some new property, there's a new car coming, there's two new shows that are starting.
Oh wow.
There's another film that I'm going to be starting off in May, and so there was absolutely no time, and so I thought that maybe for once I shouldn't really have a plan.
Your hands were absolutely full, huh?
Absolutely full. I was just sort of thinking that maybe all of this by destiny has happened around my birthday, so maybe it's a good sign.
Yeah, perfect birthday gift.
Yeah, I know. So just that I was giving myself all the gift. nobody else was. But that's fine, as long as you're happy with the gift. So some of my close friends by the evening came over to my house and said, "You're the biggest, most boring guy on the planet," and they took me to a restaurant, and we had a little very private, very very relaxed, very satisfying end of a birthday little party. Oh. and a little dinner, so it was nice.
Members want to know, did Narani do something really special that you would want to share it with us?
No, nothing really. She's been very busy with a lot of stuff, so she's starting off now, and she and I, in fact, have been approached for something very interesting that is going to come out very soon. And the way that you see her, or the way that you see me, or the way that you see both of us together, as individuals and as actors, is going to change after that. So fingers crossed.
Oh wow, so you guys are coming together.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that people have sort of approached us for, and they want us to be doing them together, so we're always happy to do that. So,
so you're tight-lipped about those shows and series, huh?
Tight-lipped because these days, I was just saying that to somebody else, these days these channels have become like Hollywood studios themselves. They have non-declaration contracts and stuff like that.
Okay.
So in the process, that we do hope that one day this news will come out, and rather than, you know, having little snippets in different newspapers saying five lines of saying Gaurav is going to be doing this show and an ugly picture on top, maybe that one day you shall have like a good big breaking news with hopefully a good picture saying, "Hey, we never told you before, but guess what? Gaurav is doing a new show." So the suspense should ideally lead to a good climax at the end.
Okay, yeah, fine, we shall wait for that then.
Yeah.
Okay, well Gaurav, we have received loads of birthday messages, but let me start with Imi aka Maria. She says, Hey Gaurav, happy birthday. Wish you many more. Can't wait for you to come on screen. You are so special that I don't even know how to wish you good happy birthday. Everything that I think of is just not worth it. So all I can say is that happy birthday, and I wish from the bottom of my heart that you live long. Jeete raho, sada hamare raho.
Okay, well, if she says she doesn't know how to wish thank you, let me say I don't know how to say thank you. If she's looking for words to wish me the right way, I can't even fathom what I can say. It's the Amy, for instance, and the little that I've interacted with her through the forum, is an ever excited, ever exuberant, very positive, excitable member of your group, and she always comes up with great ideas, and she's very excited for you. And I feel quite privileged to be somebody that she adores, I think. So, like I said, thank you very much, and I hope that you continue to be here and be a part of this family. And because she's extremely important. She balances a huge amount of responsibility here.
Yes.
She's very important.
Wow, that's like a real lovely message from Maria as well. And as we've discussed earlier, but then she asked this question. So Gaurav, when I'll be seeing you on screen, it's been quite some time.
By the end of this interview, on the basis of the fact that this is an interaction between me and the members of the forum, mm-hmm. I shall give in some news that is not out otherwise. So,
oh, wow.
Everyone keep listening to the interview.
Yes, please do that. Okay, so now our next message is from great_MMS, and she says, dearest, sweetest, cutest Gaurav Chopra, a very, very happy birthday to you. May all your dreams come true and your life be filled with lots of love and happiness. Inshallah, Amin, you are such a wonderful human being. May Allah bless you with every best thing He has. May this birthday of yours and every birthday of yours bring lots of happiness into your life. And you know you are the best. From your fan, Maria Mustafa Sumru, aka great_MMS.
Maria, Maria is so sweet. I do know that this, a huge, huge part of this effort for my birthday was undertaken by her. So a big, big, big thank you to her. I am secretly blowing her some kisses from here, but no one else is supposed to know.
Oh, you are offending a lot of other fan of yours.
Like I said, no one else is supposed to know.
Okay.
Maria, when you get them, tell me.
Okay, cool. Now, message from Natasha Anskolai, and she says, hey Gaurav, aka Sexy Sam. Very, very happy birthday to you. You are a superb actor and a wonderful human being. I absolutely adored you in Aisa Ve Aisa Mera, quite a leap from Pia Kakkar. Anyways, good luck for the future and hope you'll be successful in whatever you do by God's grace. Take care.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for liking Aisa Ve Aisa as well. Aisa Ve Aisa is quite historically popular with everyone here on this forum.
Yeah, I know.
Considering that this forum was called the Aisa Ve Aisa Mera Forum at one point of time. I do want to tell you that apart from the many other positives that I have got from the show and the many other sort of unforgettable assets that I've managed to squeeze out of the show for myself, that this group of members is probably tops that list. So thank you very much for being there.
Well, Gaurav, I think you are a sex symbol at India Forums. Women always refer you with Sexy Sam, you know. I mean, if it's Gaurav Chopra, then it's like Sexy Sam. It comes up with that. So what do you have to say to that? You know, although you play negative character and then turn positive, but like you were a heartthrob ever since you did the role of Sam at Aisa Ve Aisa Mera.
I really won't know. I have to now, after this interview, go back to the mirror, look at myself again and wonder what they're looking at.
You don't have to be that modest, come on.
No, I don't really know. I'm just sort of trying to do what I do. At some level, the only thing I can say is that Samay was something that I identified with, and I've said that from day one. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm someone who wants to do all of the things that I did in the show, the good and the bad, but I associated with his persona, so at some level, if they think that that's समय और सैम वाज सेक्सी, आई एम टेकिंग इट एज अ कॉम्प्लीमेंट फॉर माय सेल्फ एंड आई एम ब्लशिंग अ लिटिल.
टोटली एट लीस्ट यू आर शोन ह्यूमन दैट यू हैव अ नेगेटिव साइड. नहीं तो इन आवर सीरियल देयर इज वन प्रोटैगनिस्ट हु इज लाइक कंसीडर्ड टू बी गॉड, आई मीन, एंड देन दे कांट डू एनीथिंग रॉन्ग इन दिस अर्थ.
Yeah, which is never really true.
Which is never really true.
We all make mistakes.
Exactly. No one is perfect.
We all get insecure. We all get possessive. We all sometimes want some things, even if we think that, you know, even if we know that it might not be the best for us. And all those sort of, you know, emotions were quite sort of fantastically demonstrated in the show. I've always maintained it was never really out of the box.
Yeah,
in terms of the concept or in terms of the storyline. But what was really nice about the show was that it was done in a not a very regular way. It was done in a slightly fresh way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what attracted everyone to it. For me, to sort of, you know, play a character who is typically speaking either going to be perceived as negative first and then positive later on. The interesting bit was there were always sort of conflicts. When you were negative, you would sort of say something really mean, then turn around and regret it instantly and say, why are you making me do this?
There's a human touch to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were not just simply a mean, bad guy. I mean, you sort of turned positive, as it's called, that you still had insecurities within you. You still sometimes lost your patience.
Mm-hmm.
You still sometimes got angry. And then you said sorry afterwards, which is what happens to anyone in real life as well. And I think I must give due credit to the creators of the show that they maintained a fair characterization for the character.
And sometimes I think it got over at the right time, you know, when show was losing a bit of it. So.
Yeah, I know, but it's also that it was sort of losing that because, you know, they had informed us that it was going to end. Otherwise, the track that they had planned was quite interesting. At least I do know that for another 3 or 4 months, they would have kept the audience happy. But at the same time, I completely agree with you that it ended at a point where everyone misses it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It ended at a point where everyone says it was really nice. So at some level, I feel that I'm, you know, it's a good memory rather than you know, being a part of something that people say,
it's bored now, exactly.
Kab khatam hoga. You know, I've been watching it every day because every day when we have dal and bhindi, this is what we watch. But that is only a habit. I wish that it shuts down. But no, that wasn't the case with this, and I'm very glad.
Yeah, but I'm like really surprised. Something with Sony TV, you know, like they just axed their serial, which is going good. Like recently, they've axed Kul Vadhu out of blue. I mean, that serial was really picking up. And everyone seemed to really enjoy it. Suddenly, they just crap it.
I'll tell you what happens. I'm not sort of defending them or saying anything against them. But whenever you have a change of at the head of the whole creative department, that a viewpoint is going to change. And then whoever the new person is obviously going to try and bring in his own flavor or her own flavor of what he thinks should be on the channel. And I think it's in a bit of a transition phase, but it's not just Sony. If you look at the entire television scenario, it's a bit of a transition phase for everyone. Star is losing out on a lot of, you know, the supreme position that it's enjoyed for so long.
Yeah.
Zee has come up tremendously. Sony is somewhere in between, sort of, which is completely losing out on both ends. At some level, I think that it's a huge transitional phase. Sony Sub is doing so good. There are so many new shows, I know for a fact, that are being planned for Sony Sub that are completely out of the box. You've never seen such shows on television before. Yeah, and there's a new channel that Zee is coming up with called Zee Next, which is going to be what Star One started off with. It's going to be more market, more hip, more young. It's aimed at more metropolitan audiences. It's aimed at people who do not want to sort of watch regular television, want to watch something fresh. So at some level, I think it's all good. Some shows do suffer. Audience sometimes feels bad. The producer loses out in the process. But at the end of this entire transition phase, you hopefully will have good television and great variety your way, which is what everyone is trying to do, I think.
I know, but there's something, I think all the good luck is with this Ek Ladki on Johnny C serial. I remember Aisa Desh Hai Mera had to bear the brunt, and now even Kulwadu had to bear the brunt for this serial. And God knows who watches that. Like, no one seems to enjoy it, you know. Even on our forum, it's like hugely, you know, people love all these kind of serials. But ever since the main character, she has left the serial, I mean, members are like, when is the serial ending, you know?
No, I'll tell you what really happened, what's worked for Ek Ladki was that Mr. Khan was doing KBC at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to start something new or better at that time slot. They want to continue with what's going on, because anything new that comes on will not be able to sort of, let's say, get an initial audience.
But Virud is doing it. I mean, 9:30 show, if you look at the new serial Virud, that Smriti Irani is doing it, and I must say it's going at a very good pace and very interesting. It's not that typical serial, you know, it's about the media baron, so that serial is doing pretty well.
Exactly. See, that's my point. As at the end of the day, sometimes, and I've always maintained this, and I can say this on the forum as well, that at the end of the day, I always feel that people sitting, you know, in those creative departments in the channels, having board meetings and having roundtable conferences, sometimes miss the very obvious, simple point and sort of make too much of a discussion about it and make too many changes. It's a very simple thing. People need good stories. People need good scenes. People need good moments. In a half an hour episode, you need two or three good moments. But the story should not be something that has been told 1,595 times before.
Yeah, that's
fair. Or even more. The story should be something in terms of a basic premise. Emotions, by the end of the day, are pretty much the same. You know, you start from the smiley and you end at the crying. But within that range of emotion, that the combination of moments should be such that somebody likes to watch it every day. Eventually, you're asking somebody to invest half an hour, five times a week. It's a huge demand from the audience, and I think that it's only worth it if you're giving them an opportunity to enjoy it at least. So, I guess, like I said before, I am very hopeful. I am very optimistic about the fact that there are new things happening. You know, new serials being made. There are new concepts being discussed. At the end of the day, the audience will have variety. The audience can choose. The remote is in your hands. Please make the right decision.
Oh, wow. Well, from that serious note, let's move on to another message by Sanyogita One, and she says, first of all, a very happy birthday to you. I loved you a lot in Aisa Desh Hai Mera and Nach Baliye. Since Aisa Desh Hai Mera has gone off air, I'm dying to see you on TV. Please come back soon. We are all waiting for you anxiously. With lots of love, affection, may you get all that your heart desires, Amrita.
Thank you very much, Amrita. And yes, you shall be able to see me very, very soon. I've already started shooting for something. But like I said, just keep on dealing with the suspense for a little longer.
No, but Ali, just tell us, like, when do we get to see you? Like, is it like in May, June?
May. You shall be able to see me.
That's good news. Well, friends, for those of you who don't know, Sexy Sam did a small cameo in Oscar-nominated movie Blood Diamond and has starred with none other than Leonardo DiCaprio. I can hear all the oohs now. So what an experience it must be. Gaurav, can you just share it with us?
Well, first things first, I went down three times. I've shot for about a 17-day schedule that was meant for me. A lot of that is not in the flow. So the experience is a lot greater than what you would gauge from the end result. There are no complaints though, because Blood Diamond is a hugely appreciated film. Blood Diamond is a film that has managed to attract the audience as well as the critics. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Blood Diamond, as you see it now, is not the film that we were trying to make. The focus of the film, the agenda of the film is slightly altered. And I think that in the process, yes, that a lot of my scenes did not come in the final cut, but neither did for a lot of other people. There was Jimmy Mistry in the film, for instance, and you can hardly see him, and he shot for about a 45-day thing. There's a lot of other very important moments that we shot that I thought were really important for Leonardo and Jennifer. Leo and Jenny, and whatever we call them. are not there in the film. And I personally think that I can't really complain about that, because the film, that the way that it is right now, is a complete film.
Yeah,
it doesn't need all those scenes.
Now that we've seen the movie, yes, we feel, I mean, it's complete in its own way.
Yeah, but like I said before, that film that we were shooting had a slightly different feel to it. That was more interrelationship oriented. That was more moments between characters and more conversations. Right now, this film is dealing more with the war and the human suffering related with it. And I think that the focus of the film is the human suffering and the war, which is why it managed to sort of attract so many awards and sort of attract so much, attention in that sense.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what sells, and that's what attracts Oscars. I mean, you have to give them all those, something out of the box, as in like...
Yeah, something else. You know, I'll tell you what. It's the same all over the world. It's just that it's done in a different way. The way that some films are made here in India for awards, which we call the art films, or the arty or the offbeat films that people send to the festivals, and then when they release it in India, the only reason people go and watch those films is because they have five logos on top.
Exactly.
This festival, that festival. The way that that's done here, the same thing happens abroad as well. Warner Brothers, huge, huge big studio corporation. In fact, the EP on our film was also the EP on Departed. He was shooting with Leo for Departed and The Departed and Blood Diamond at the same time, pretty much. And both films are Warner Brothers. Both films have the same production unit. And I was part of discussions in which they were even discussing, while filming the film, which film is going to be aimed at which audience and which awards.
Okay.
So Blood Diamond is always meant for the awards, talking about the war and the human suffering, which is why I think it's sort of the film now stands at 2 hours 29 minutes, which is a very long film for an English film standard. And sort of they probably chopped off or trimmed off some conversational and interrelationship moments between characters, because they probably wanted to focus more on the war and the suffering, which is fine. I think that the film is great. I feel proud to be a part of it. People who've seen the film and who've managed to notice me in the film, I did. maybe they sat with magnifying glasses, but whoever managed to see me also managed to incredibly say good things about what they saw, so I can only say thank you in the end.
Well, not a problem. But last but not the least, someone who was really excited to hear your interview was Maha21, and she says, "Hey Sam, you are such an outstanding actor and more so such a down-to-earth human being. I loved you in Aisa Desa Mera and can't wait to see you on TV again. Oh, and a very, very, very happy birthday. May all your dreams come true and you get success in everything you do. My best wishes are always with you. Love, Maha."
Maha is great. She's also the moderator.
Yeah,
the
she's the moderator.
I mean, she's brilliant with the whole balancing act. You know, she becomes a part of their friendly group and becomes one of the members, and then she very conveniently slides into the moderator responsible position and manages the show. So rather than she's saying all these good things to me, I'd like to say, Maha, you're doing a great job. Continue to do so. These people are all happy because they have you on top, and thank you very much for the support.
Wow, Gaurav, I must say that you remember such minute details about the members. I mean, that's totally incredible that you're remembering Maha as a moderator. I mean, that's something, I must say.
You see, from the time that you took the interview and you asked me to visit the forum, and I did, and I sort of have bonded with them in a way, and sort of this group has continued to be with each other and wish well for each other, and I consider them like a little family, and they, this little place that they have for themselves where they meet every day and discuss each other's lives, is not simply a fan club. It's not simply frivolous, silly talk being done between fans.
Yeah.
If you're part of this group, then you'll understand that they make meaningful conversations. They have very valid observations, and most importantly, it's a very warm group of people who feel very positively towards each other. And I think by the end of it, if you have warmth and love and positivity and smiles, you don't need anything else. I just hope for this wish, for this family to flourish, and I hope for them to keep together, and I wish them all the best.
I must say, Gaurav, you are a very good talker. Why don't you host shows and all? I'm sure you're going to do a wonderful job in that.
Well, if somebody offers me something exciting, I shall jump at it.
And I sincerely wish that they do, because, you know, we are missing out on a great presentator. Well, Gaurav, aka Sexy Sam, a lot of members have wished you a special birthday message by Anand, Superbike, aka Tina, Jojo underscore 100, Gulrani, Cherry, Mahira underscore 90, Why Not, Small Wonder, Kubaku, Habibi Hot, Honey, Thinking of You, Nears You, Abhi123, Zoro1, Sara112, Rajiv underscore Ajaz, Blind Horizon. Everyone has wished you a happy birthday.
Thank you very much to everyone. I hope you enjoy the new work that's coming. Do let me know, Kirti, when the interview is ending, then I'll give you the news.
Yes, well, Gaurav, it was lovely to have you, and it's always a pleasure to speak to you. And all of us at India Forum sincerely wishes that may every moment be magical, and may the year ahead bring you health, happiness, and everything you desire. Happy birthday once again.
Thank you very much. Now, you see, you should consider the whole hosting the show thing as well. You've got a sweet voice, and yeah, you say things that other people have said, but you say them in such a good way that it almost seems like you're saying them.
So, I'm honored, I must say. And then you complimented me earlier. I have to tell you, I was like flying high, and I was cracking 10 other people. Oh, I got a compliment.
but it's true, you have an extremely sweet voice, and everyone who hears this can probably get back and confirm that for you.
Thank you so much. I'm still flying high. Yes, and for the wonderful news that you were telling us.
Okay, the wonderful news is that I've already started shooting for Left, Right, Left.
Yay! That's definitely a good news.
So everyone who sort of wants to see me in a new avatar, well, this is quite radically different from Samay Khurana. Hopefully you shall still enjoy this. He's the new guy on the show. He's called Abhimanyu Rai Chauhan. And you shall get to see a new me in a lot of ways. So there's also another show that is dance-based, in which I shall be playing a choreographer, oblique dancer. And that show is called Jhume Jiyare. And that's going to be on a new channel called ZNext that we are starting, like I told you. Hopefully that show will also find, you know, happy audiences for itself.
Aimed at youth, no?
Both the roles and both the shows are, at least for the parts that I'm playing, are fresh, are new, will probably give me new challenges to discover for myself in terms of emoting and justifying. And I just hope and wish that everyone who liked yesterday's and everyone who's been praising the show and my performance from that point of time continues to like the effort that I put in now. Like I said before, the promise is that it's new and it's fresh and it's different from what you've seen before. So hopefully we shall all enjoy it.
Wow, thanks for the wonderful news, Gaurav. I mean, you definitely made all your fans day.
Yeah. And the only thing I do have to tell them is keep quiet. Don't tell anyone. It's supposed to be a secret.
Okay, and just one teeny mini question. Will Rajiv Khandelwal be part of Let's Try Left?
Yes,
he will be.
We play sort of parallel leads now, and we're supposed to be friends, but I shall not tell you more.
Okay, well, justified. Thank you so much, Gaurav. It was indeed a pleasure talking to you.
The pleasure was entirely mine.
Yes, and we'll definitely see you in May.
Thank you very much. India.
Dash. Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.